90, draft 1.1. Okay, see heads nodding. That's good. Okay, go ahead. Matt, take us through the bill. A little shorter bill than our last one.
Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that you saw in the meeting in Casper. It's been amended to incorporate your approved changes at that meeting. The proposed constitutional amendment you saw in Casper was in Article 15 of the Constitution. Draft 1.1 creates a new section in Article 16 of the Constitution. And starting on page 2, requirements remain the same, notwithstanding Article 16, Section 6. The legislature, by a two-thirds vote of all the members of each of the two houses voting separately, may authorize the investment of funds not designated as permanent funds of the state in stocks and other equities. Mr. Chairman, I do not believe that the statement on the proposed amendment in Section 2 changed from the version you saw at the Casper meeting.
Right. Okay. Members, any questions or comments? Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, and I know we talked about this, but question of Matt and other attorneys on the committee, when you start out with something that says notwithstanding, that to me is just a, maybe it's not being a lawyer and being an engineer. You know, there's not much we do that's notwithstanding when we engineer stuff. You either do it this way or you don't. Is there a better way of doing that than saying notwithstanding? You go out and, you know, Senator Ross and I were just talking about his constitutional amendment that didn't do very well, and it had the word notwithstanding in it.
Mr. Chairman, I would point out, though, that you've had some luck with notwithstanding before, and that was Amendment 4. Amendment 4 notwithstands Article 16, Section 6, and a few other articles.
Okay.
But yet, Mr. Chairman, there's another way to go about that, and that would be to actually include this proposed amendment within Article 16, Section 6 itself.
No, I think when we left, we talked about having this in a separate section, didn't we? That's what you had it under this, and we moved it out. Is that what, maybe refresh our memories?
Mr. Chairman, as originally drafted, this amendment was in Article 15, and I don't want to revisit all the reasons
right.
for that. That was just where we put the higher education funds
right.
to, and we authorized those to be invested like permanent funds. The committee had a discussion about just
right.
amending Article 16, Section 6. I do not remember if a motion was made on that, but that at the end of the day, that's not the direction the committee went.
Right.
It was to create a new section under Article 16.
Perfect. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Hey, Mr. Treasurer, welcome. And what I'd like to do is, if you have any comments or any members from the public who would like to comment on this, we'll open this up right now. So, welcome.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for your work on this. In my memory, if it serves, is that it is exactly as Matt suggested. I think when you left that meeting, you had talked about two different options, one including it and one not. One of the principal reasons we had concerns with it being in a separate section with different language, if you'll remember, Mr. Chairman, was our concern that the phrase stock and other equities mean for the phrase capital stocks in 16.6.
Right.
So on the basis of that, my counsel, Betsy Anderson, and I brought to your attention a proposed amendment, and please tolerate my newness to this process. We tried to do it within the bounds of what we understood your process to be. And what the intent of that proposed amendment would do would be to include the language pretty much as drafted in the suggestion you have before you, just in a sentence at the end of 16.6. And the reason we wanted to do that is that, therefore, the term, you'll see that we moved to strike the term capital from capital stock, and the reason for that is that's an arcane term. And then we make sure that the language comports so that there is no confusion between the Article 6, 16, Section 6 as it stands, and the proposed language that we have, which would allow us to be not only possibly getting a bit more return, but more importantly, be very defensive in our diversification of those assets in a particularly troubling time.
Okay, so we're back. Members, you have a so you'd like us to fix maybe two problems. One amendment.
Mr. Chairman, that would be great.
Yeah. And so, members, you have this passed out to you. We had this discussion in Casper. Any comments? Any thoughts? We'll take a minute.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just trying to. We're talking about pages and lines, but we don't know what pages and lines we're talking about.
I think it's referring to the bill.
Is it to the bill? Or
it is.
The reference? Okay, then I got it. Yeah.
You know, I guess
after
looking at this, I tend to like the direction that the treasurer is going on this. I think it does exactly what we want it to. I am looking on trying to track in the page 3, line 2.
I'm just...
not sure why we're saying this. So I read it in, the Wyoming Constitution does not allow the state to invest in the stock of private or public companies.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So,
why we're
you're fine
that.
With taking equities?
Discussion with it.
Basically taking equities out.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for that question. It's our contention that there is a considerable body of work on that term capital stock that the AG has provided, so that there wouldn't be any confusion on that.
Go ahead. President Ross.
Mr. Chairman, I am somewhat concerned. The language in red is fine, except that I think that we need to this is going into our Constitution, where it says the legislature may, in addition, authorize investment in such stock.
Oh, yeah.
I suggest that we be specific and say stock of private and public companies.
Mr. Chairman, notwithstanding your tolerance here, may I have my counsel address that?
We've got... There's several attorneys in here now. Okay, so everybody, it's going to be good. Okay, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Betsy Anderson, and I'm the attorney for the Treasurer's Office. And I'm fine with changing that to private stock of private. It's just that it is in the preceding sentence in the current Constitution where it says the state of Wyoming may be invested in such stock under conditions legislature prescribes in the immediately preceding sentence. And we can fix it
right.
If you would like to put it
okay.
there
right.
as well.
Representative Stubbs.
And Mr. Chairman, this jumps, I guess, to the other issue and the issue I raised at our last meeting, which
yeah.
is changing the language and the description of stock. And I certainly, I mean, I understand why you want to deal with antiquated language, but the fact is when a court later reads this change to the Constitution, the maxims of constitutional construction say you didn't just change a word because you liked another phraseology better. It means if you changed it, you changed it for a reason, and you changed it to mean something other than what it meant before. And so my concern is that that is later used as an argument or to read that we have either authorized the Treasurer's Office to do something more than he is doing now or something less than he is doing now. And that's my concern about changing – just changing that language just because we don't like it. If you leave it at capital stock, we know it's interpreted as it has been. It's we continue to invest as the Treasurer continues to invest as he has been allowed to. But otherwise, you better include something that indicates that, no, we don't really mean anything different, even though we're changing the language.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Treasurer,
we're fine with that. That's not a real concern of ours. It statute does refer to other, common stock and other things. This was an attempt to be sort of try to tidy up, but I certainly understand Representative Stubbs's point.
Okay. Any other comments,
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Esquivel.
My main concern is that most voters stepping into a voting booth looking at changing our Constitution are going to read it in layman's terms, not in the terms of respect to legislature or council. But we want it to pass, so I think I want it to be as simple as possible, maybe to echo the words of Representative Stubson.
I agree. Any other? Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just a general question and ask for some explanation, maybe from all the legal minds in here. The additional wording, is that each time the state treasurer would want to invest those monies, or is that a blanket? Just give them that authorization and he can do what he wants, or is it each time for each investment? I'm just curious as to how this would be interpreted and exactly what it means.
Yeah. Representative Stubson?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think it means what we want it to mean. As we've passed with relationship to the permanent funds, we've described the parameters, the amount in which they can invest in these kinds of investments. And so we can do it in one statute that deals with all the temporarily held funds. I mean, it really depends on how we as two-thirds of the legislature decide to set those parameters.
Right. Anyone else? Okay. Is there anyone else here in the audience that would like to comment on the proposed constitutional amendment? Okay. Okay, so we'll close public comment. Mr. Treasurer, we'd like you to stay there and we have more questions. Representative Nicholas.
To address the issue Representative Stubson just talked about, I just want to throw this out for consideration that we, instead of, first of all, go to the draft bill. Instead of deleting equities, if we put equities and the stock of private or public companies. That way, we're expanding it, and we're allowing equities to remain in there, but we're also putting in the constitutional language of stocks and private public companies. And then on the constitutional change, if going down to where right now we're the language you talked about earlier, where it says such stock, if we insert such stock and equities, so then we got equities in the Constitution, then we got equities in both places, because I think there's the stocks and equities aren't all the same thing. And to me, equities is a broader description of trading mechanisms. And so my point is that if we want to open it up and also bring in what, as I understand it, the state treasurer has already been doing, that's a safer way to do it, to, number one, conform the amended constitutional language to the prior to the Constitution, and make sure that if it's ever brought to the Supreme Court, it's pretty obvious then that we were expanding what can be invested into. And so it's not just capital stock, it's not just stock, it's stock and equities. And I don't. To me, that's a safer all-around way to do it, to actually accomplish what we want to do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Anyone, any comments on that, or anybody? Okay. Mr. Treasurer, are you headed?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, I appreciate your point. And I'm thinking back to the CASPER meeting of the Joint Appropriations Committee, and Senator Perkins referred to the term securities.
Perhaps
a more inclusive. From my perspective, I think it's a very good suggestion. The question that I bring to you is, will the appearance be that we're being more accommodative, are we trying to loosen the restrictions that the legislature has imposed and the people have imposed on the treasurer too much, and that would be up to the voter as they entered the box, and that's the only question I guess I bring.
Have thoughts.
Sounds more understandable, what Representative Nicholas says, keeping in mind that if it's not understandable and a voter skips it on the ballot, it goes down as a no vote. So,
hey, I kind of like what we have in the bill, but anybody else? I think we got a little collective work going on around here, so we're going to let that generate here for a minute or two, and maybe somebody's got any other questions. Okay? Senator Meyer.
You know, I was just looking about, you know, as if we're going to make it simple and we're going to put it in Article 16, Section 6, you could modify the existing sentence, I think, fairly easy. You get rid of the red there, and after you reinsert capital stock, and after stock put and securities, and so it would read capital stock and securities of any association or corporation, except that the funds of public retirement, permanent funds, delete and put a comma in there, and other funds of the state of Wyoming may be invested in such stock and securities under conditions the legislature prescribes. And you get rid of the red, that just puts it all into Section 16. All it does is just add in the other funds and adds in securities. That gets us where we are today as far as our current investments, as far as cleaning up that definition of capital stocks, and adds in the other funds which we want to invest in, and it's It's just putting in a comma and an and. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I think the English is all right there, the grammar, Mr. Chairman, but, you know, I'll leave that to people more inclined to be more studious in that subject.
Mr. Chairman? The thing I like about it in a separate section, though, and I guess I'm asking this question, by putting it in that section and with that red language,
Mr. Chairman,
how does that affect what we're currently doing? I mean, if you read the Constitution now, the current Articles 16, Section 6, doesn't require that two-thirds vote, right? As I read that, doesn't require that two-thirds vote. It's really, so I'm concerned about that. Does that change anything what we're currently doing?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Greer.
Yeah, I don't get to vote on this, but I will eventually. I agree. I think you start making some of those tweaks, and the arguments could be made that Treasurer Gordon's been doing things that he wasn't authorized to. So, but what I kind of like is the idea of keeping it separate. I think it'll be easy for people to see or not interpret that maybe we're expanding what we've already been doing, that's fine. And so one of the suggestions I'd look at is on the bill as drafted is on line 10 is just say, so where it says as permanent funds of the state, so voting separately may authorize investment of funds not designated as permanent funds of the state as allowed by section or Article 16, Section 6 for permanent funds. Just refer back and give notice that, hey, all we're going to do is designate some additional funds that can be invested like we've already allowed under 16.6 for permanent funds and not get to what we call a stock in equity, a security, a capital stock, whatever. Just say, hey, what we've been doing for permanent funds is fine. We're just going to open this up a little broader.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Yeah, maybe just a suggestion for Representative Greer to consider. It would be awkward to refer back to Article 16, Section 6, since it has to be not withstood at the beginning of that section. But what you could do is exactly what was done in Article 15, Section 20, where it says the higher education trust funds may be invested in the same manner as other permanent funds of the state. So you could say, yeah, may be invested as permanent, in the same manner as permanent funds of the state.
Yeah, I like that sentence at the end of that. Section 20 of Article 15.
What that?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, go ahead, Senator Meyer.
You know, I read this Constitution and frankly, I think that we're probably not, if you're going to go right to the letter of the Constitution, both in the permanent funds of the retirement system and our other state permanent funds, I think there's instruments that we're investing in which is outside the term capital stock under any way, shape, or form. I really do. You know, and I think if we're going to be true to what we want to do, we better clean the mess up, because I think it could be a mess. Now, I guess we could go back to whenever it was and have an opinion as to what capital stock actually is, because it is an arcane terminology. But I'll bet you they didn't have the type of derivatives and investments when this term was coined in the Constitution. And the Constitution is a living instrument. It has to be updated from time to time based on the circumstances in which we live in. And I think this is the time when we need to do it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody comments?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. I'm not sure exactly who asked the question, but just going back a couple. The difference with what's being proposed here from what we have with the permanent funds and the state agency pool is pretty distinct. The permanent funds, by and large, are meant to be inviolate, and they're meant to provide income to the state. The state agency pool is our constitutionally guaranteed checking account, and in that checking account, for lack of a better phrase, reside a whole number of funds that from time to time the legislature finds useful. What this third category of funds is intended to do is to provide another vehicle that can provide a little bit of return, perhaps a little bit more security. But the reason why we contemplated a two-thirds vote is so that the legislature would actively have to say, in this third category, this fund will go. You all can make whatever choice you want on that, but that was kind of why we had contemplated it that way. Then to the point that Senator Meyer brings up, I, too, initially when I started looking at it, was trying to make sure that I understood the chain of work and the body of work that allowed for the investments that we make through Attorney General's opinions all the way down. But I suggest that there is also an interpretation, it's not mine, but there is an interpretation that constitutional amendment specifically proscribes stock. It doesn't proscribe other investments, it specifically proscribes stock. So taken with that more expansionist view, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we are clearly within the guidelines of the Constitution. We have all the backing that we need to make sure that those investments are proper and within guidelines.
I appreciate you bringing clarity on the microphone and then on the record to that. And you certainly know that, and we appreciate you clarifying that for this committee. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. To help support Treasurer Gordon's argument there, the way you interpret the Wyoming Constitution is different than the federal Constitution. The federal Constitution is a grant of authority to Congress and to the executive branch. The state Constitution is actually a limit on your authority. So if it's not specifically prohibited or necessarily implied in this Constitution, then the legislature is free to act as it sees fit on those issues. Just important to bear in mind, especially when we consider what the implications of Article 16, Section 6 as drafted might mean for the state investments.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Meyer.
Yeah. I guess this is a question to Matt. So you're saying the legislature can do anything they want to if they're not prohibited in the Constitution? I don't think that's how you read the Wyoming Constitution.
Go ahead, Matt.
Mr. Chairman, That's what the courts have consistently held about state constitutions. Now, also, you're restricted by certain aspects of the federal constitution as well. But in this area, where the federal constitution is silent, if it's not specifically stated in the constitution or necessarily implied, then the state is free to act.
Well, okay. Mr. Chairman,
here's how we're going to work this for we're going to talk a few more minutes on this, and we're either going to work this bill or we're going to lay it back, and because we burned a lot of the morning already on a previous bill, and we're not going to burn all afternoon on this, and we'll come back to it another time. So we're going to give ourselves about 10 minutes here. We're going to have and we're going to move on or lay it back. Okay. Any other comments or anybody else here in the audience that wants to? Okay. I think we're ready, and I'd like you to stay here in case we have further questions. Is there a motion on the bill? Been moved by Representative Stubson, seconded by Mr. Co-Chair. Okay. We'll work the bill here now. Are there any amendments on the first page? Okay. Are there any amendments on the second page?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that on line 10, page 2, we strike of the state in stocks and equities, and after where it says permanent funds, insert in the same manner as permanent funds of the state. Period.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, one more time.
Yeah.
So it will now read, starting at the beginning of line 9, may authorize the investment of funds not designated as permanent funds in the same manner as permanent funds of the state.
Is there a second? Okay, it's been seconded.
Any
more explanation?
Yeah,
there?
And Mr. Chairman, I just think that gets us around all this discussion of consistency of language and all those sorts of things, and it says exactly what we're trying to do, which is on these types of funds, when we vote two-thirds, we can invest them in stocks, equities, and all the things we're doing with permanent funds.
Okay. Any other? Okay. All those in favor of that amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay. Any other amendments on page 2? Okay. Any amendments, page 2? Any amendments on page 3? Okay. Senator Perkins, you turn your mic on there. And
sure. And actually, this is, goes back to page 2. This is in the statement section.
Okay.
Right? So this is actually in section 2. So we start on page 2. So what we do is I'm going to withdraw that for right.
Okay. Any other amendments? Are you ready for the question? A question, please call the roll.
Senator Dockstetter. Aye. Senator Hastert.
Aye.
Senator Meyer.
Aye.
Senator Perkins.
Aye.
Representative Blickery.
Aye.
Representative Burkhart.
Aye.
Representative Escobel.
Aye.
Representative Moniz.
Aye.
Representative Nicholas.
Aye.
Representative Stubson.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Bebout.
Aye.
Chairman Harshman.
Aye. This will be a Senate file. Mr. Co-Chair, which we have the...
We got two lawyers, Mr. Chairman, that can...
I think you have
this very carefully.
Capital Finance former chairman. So, okay. Yeah, Senator Perkins.
Yes.
I can't designate the floor manager from the Senate, but...
You can try.
I was thinking Mr. Co-Chair could.
I'm ill that day, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Okay, next is Wyoming Tourism Board.
Where did those go when they file them?
Plus, once you do that, when you delete them.
Tourism.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
All the tourists.
Tourism. Okay, we're just a little behind schedule, but we'll catch up. Agency 66 and tourism and Director Schrober, we're sorry to keep you waiting today, but we've worked these bills and we've worked them and worked them and worked them, and we've done a good job on them. So we're here we are. So. We, if you want to give us any update on your agency, the kind of state of the state in tourism, and then you can take us right through your couple budget requests, just page by page. So thank you and welcome.
And thank you, members of the committee. I appreciate you taking time to go through all of these budgets, and certainly we'll do our best to stay brief but thorough so that we can let you get on with your day. I just want to take a quick moment to introduce members of the Wyoming Tourism Board that are here with us. Our chairman, Renee Middleton, our vice chairman, Sandy Newsom, board member John Rutter, board member Jim Waldrop, board member Clay Miller, board member Mark Cup.